for TFW Mobile.
KO4CEF, how you doing?
Happy Friday.
I sure am glad it is Friday.
Mike, just like the as fast as the weekend, we'd be doing good, wouldn't we?
Warm it's got already.
Most should drop throughout the day.
Cold yesterday. Now I get up this morning. My truck's saying it's 62 outside.
Yeah, that's what mine's saying, 62.
It's a rainy weekend?
Yeah, grandkids are coming over on Saturday, I think, because Papa's birthday's on Sunday.
Anything special?
Nah, we're not doing. They're just coming over and help me celebrate and eat some cake. I think they're just coming for the cake. And the oldest one was worried about Papa when he had COVID.
Worried about you.
The other day I saw a little baby Yoda meme. It said, sorry I'm late, the alarm clock didn't go off because I didn't set it because I don't like coming here.
You got that right. That sounds just like me.
I meant to take a picture of it, but I forgot to. Now I gotta wait and find it again.
KO4HX.
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Down into the rain, Patrick.
Yeah, I see that. Not gonna be a fun drive.
That snow up there, though.
Now the only place there's snow is where it was piled up. Now it's mud fest.
They were calling for snow a little bit this weekend, but I think they've just let that go.
Not, because if it gets down below freezing now, it will be frozen solid.
I mean, until like Saturday night, but I think it's changed since then, though.
Mention of it this morning.
Yeah. 62. Because you were in his 60s at all.
Week.
Where, I don't remember when, it was sometime this week or last week. I'm out of retiring because one of my good friends at work, he'll be retiring in about 3 or 4 years. And I'm sitting there and thinking, shit, I got 20-something years ago. I'm like, God almighty.
Catching like that.
Andrew?
43? Yeah, 43.
I'm not much older than you are.
Retire from BMW until you have 50 years in.
Really sad when I think about it.
You retire in the next 13 years when I'm 60. But who knows how that's going to go with the economy doing what it's doing.
At 65, but man, I'm just not seeing it happening right now.
Full retirement, I've got 23 years.
About, and then I've been with BMW since I was 21. So I will have been there 40, if I retired at 65, it'd be 44 years.
Or until Mama can get Social Security.
I make it that long.
Things are going now. Who knows? And this generation coming up behind us, they don't want to work, so who's going to do that?
Pretty good. You got that radio?
I think I am.
Silent key, and they're getting rid of a bunch of radios. Probably a lot better than any newer ones, for sure.
I would have picked it up.
Doubled that time.
I picked up that Zygo.
Quick.
Saw a meme. It had the wife that had the husband in a chokehold down on the ground and said, did you buy another radio again?
For me, she doesn't care. She leaves me alone. It's the only thing I do outside of work. So, I don't do anything else anymore.
I've been hinting to my wife. She's got to know it's coming, that I'm going to get a new radio. I just haven't settled on which one I'm going to get.
The one you're looking at in that 991, because that's the 991 is the one I've been looking at.
5100 is an all-band, all-mode radio, and it does D-Star. There's not a functionality, there's not much difference.
One all-modes, all-band?
Yes, it is. It's all-mode, all-band, and then it has Fusion as a digital.
But either one of those right here.
Really, I don't hear much on the D-Star because my 5100's got it.
I think that 2-meter single sideband would be fun to try.
I'm looking forward to trying to get into that this summer when I can get my antenna up a little better. But the 7100 will do that. The 991A will do that. And the 706 that I got will do that.
Got to find a radio to retire the 7100 from the go bag. That way I can pull it back in the house and use it for the 2-meter single sideband, wind link, all that good stuff.
That's what I may end up doing with the 7100 is just setting it up to do digital stuff and leaving it alone. And then use my 991A for everything else. And the 706 is my portable station.
Gas is over $4 here.
I saw that I guess the price for the barrels was the highest it's been in 7 years, I believe.
Diesel's killing me right now.
Long for a new truck, and now you can't hardly afford to drive it.
I'll be back to driving the Excursion just so I can save fuel.
Hitting right now, anytime you go to the pump.
But for me to drop $100 when I stop, and I'm not even in a half a tank.
Yeah, it cost me $25 yesterday.
Telling the wife I put, because a lot of times I'll stop. Once I get down about a quarter tank, I'll stop putting more fuel in it. And I did that one day, put $30 in my truck, and I didn't get past half a tank. I was like, God almighty.
I had the work truck out, and I had to fill it up, stop by the service station, and it wouldn't take the card. You had to go in. And she said, well, how much you want? And I said, well, I was going to fill it up, but give me 50.
Done yet. I don't think it's coming back down.
Got close to the high mark yet.
I'm with Ken. I don't think we've got anywhere close. We got a message or an email Monday night, I believe it was, that they're going up on our carts again, and they just went up the first of the year 5%. Now they're going up another 9.5%.
On fuel, on groceries, on everything right now.
And a family just starting out, how they're making a living doing in this economy right now.
Tough.
I'm in the black hole if you want to make a bounce to the other repeater.
There, KN4TFW.
HKX.
EF clear.